Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
Joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva. Joe, good morning. Welcome back. You know we love Mondays, starting off with Joe DeGeneva. How are you, Joe?
I'm just fine.
All right, Joe, wanted to talk to you about these Mueller indictments that's supposedly coming out today, whether it's one or more, we don't know. Before we go into that, my question to you is, the leaking of this information to CNN, is the leaking of this information illegal?
Yes, if it was done by someone who was covered by the federal rules of criminal procedure, which would be a prosecutor, a grand juror, a U.S. marshal, an assistant United States attorney, a DOJ employee, someone who has an oath of secrecy and has taken that oath. It would not cover a witness or a lawyer for a witness. People are allowed to talk about their own testimony. The only people, however, who would know that an indictment has been returned would not be witnesses. The only people would be the person targeted and their lawyer, and they would have no interest in leaking this. So if, in fact, it was a leak from Mueller's office or the FBI, it is a federal crime. And let me just say something else that is almost even more important than that. If this was done to purposely send fear out as part of a tactic by Mueller, and if they in fact arrest someone who is not a foreign national who might flee the scene or the country, and if it is someone who is an American citizen, in a case like this, that to me would be one of the most outrageous acts in the history of special prosecutors, and in my view, should lead to sanctions against the special counsel. I hope.
How do we find out who leaked it? I mean, can we ever find out?
Well, first of all, it's almost impossible to find out who leaked it unless you subpoena CNN, and they're not going to talk. First of all, let's remember this is a story from CNN, so it's dubious to begin with because their reporting has been miserable in this story along. Remember, they had to fire three people at CNN over an investigative news story. But, well, let's assume it's true. If it's true, the leaking of the story is a crime. And you can the Attorney General could panel a grand jury and try to find out who leaked it. It is possible that you can do that. Leak investigations have been successful in the past. But, you know, if in fact it came from the lawyer of someone who was indicted, that is not a leak. I doubt very much that's where it came from. I think it came from Mueller's office or the FBI. And I think it's a disgrace. And let me just say this. This execution of the search warrant at Paul Manafort's home, the way it was done, this no-knock warrant in the early in the morning was designed for one reason and one reason only. It was not to gather evidence. It was to throw fear into Manafort's heart and fear into the hearts of other witnesses and people under investigation. I think it was disgraceful, that search warrant, and I think this leak is disgraceful, and I think something needs to be done about it. People in positions of authority need to condemn this, and they need to hold Mueller accountable. This is absolutely disgraceful.
Joe, what does inducing fear tactically do for Mueller here with regards to Paul Manafort? Is this the type of thing that would maybe move him closer to some sort of immunity agreement or something?
No, this is why it's such a stupid tactic. You're not going to throw fear into Paul Manafort. He knows he's going to be indicted for something. He's already been told that. Manafort has actually told friends and associates that he expects to be indicted for things that happened 10 years ago or 5 or 7 years ago with regard to the movement of money in Crimea and Russia, but have nothing to do with the Trump campaign. That's why this leak is so despicable. Now, it is we have to account for the fact that if you execute a search warrant at Paul Manafort's house the way Mueller did, you do that for a reason. You're trying to send a signal. Guess what? This is the 21st century. And if you think you're going to throw fear into people's hearts because you execute a search warrant and you try to embarrass them, it doesn't work anymore. Manafort is a tough cookie. And if he violated the law, he should be held accountable. But embarrassing people like that and then trying to throw fear into them, that's not what American law enforcement is about. Let me, as a former United States attorney, I never did that, ever. And I told the FBI and people who work for me, if you do it, you're fired. This is disgraceful, what was done. This leak requires, if it was Mueller's office, he needs to be fired.
I'm going to try something new today. I want to see if you have a question for Joe DeGeneva. You want to ask him a question about this Mueller investigation into the president and whatever else he happens to be investigating. Let us know. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We're going to keep Joe around, let you ask him some questions. Joe, you mentioned Paul Manafort. Yep. And how this investigation seems to have stretched back a decade now to things that would be almost totally unrelated to a Russia-Trump collusion connection. Yet the way the press keeps covering this is there are indictments coming down related to Russia-Trump collusion. Yep. In your view, is it safe to assume that it's that narrow?
Absolutely not. In fact, it's very obvious, given the nature of the investigation thus far that has become public, that it is not that narrow. I cannot for the life of me see anything. First of all, collusion with a foreign government during a campaign is not a crime. It just doesn't, you're allowed to go out and do any type of research you want to do and talk to people. That's not a crime. If for something to be a crime, there has to be something involving money or American secrets or official government documents.
Okay,
let me
pause you here, just because speaking of money, because we haven't talked to you since we found out that the DNC and Hillary Clinton funded Fusion GPS and by extension this Steele dossier, which included sending money from the Clinton campaign coffers all the way to Russian pockets. What did you make of that?
Well, obviously there's a delicious irony in the fact that the Democrats started the Russian collusion theory as a way to cover up for Hillary's abysmal campaign that she conducted and created as a reason she lost. It is now clear that the Democrats took over some research that had been started by the Washington Free Beacon, only Oppo domestic research, which they abandoned. And then Glenn Simpson and GPS Fusion didn't have a sponsor for their research, so they went to the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign in the form of Mark Elias, a lawyer for Perkins Coie here in town, a very well-known elections lawyer, and asked him if he would fund the research. And that's when Christopher Steele was hired to do the famous Russian disinformation dossier, which then James Comey got a hold of and decided he was going to try and blackmail the new president with by going up to New York and present it to him. I want to go back to the very beginning of this. This Fusion GPS thing is very, very important. Not just because it's embarrassing to the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Tom Perez, Hillary Clinton, all of whom claim they knew nothing about it, which is utter baloney that they knew nothing about it. You don't spend $12 million without knowing what's it about. But here's what's really important about GPS Fusion.
Yes.
That dossier was taken by James Comey, and he did two things with it, along with John Brennan of the CIA. They tried to blackmail the incoming president by making him think that they had something dirty on him that they would release publicly. And number two, they used it to get FISA warrants. They used false information to get FISA warrants from the special court. And that, in my opinion, is a crime. And I believe that there should be a special counsel to investigate that. And there very well may be. We'll find out. Maybe Mueller will get into that. He should get into that, but he probably will.
All right, we'll get more of your answers here in a moment. 888-6...
Joe DeGeneva to talk about these one or more Mueller indictments supposedly going to be unsealed today. And we want to know if you have anything that you would like to ask Joe. 888-630-9625. Joe, you're very popular. Every single line is ringing there. Let's go to Dan in Dulles. Dan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Joe DeGeneva.
I want to know, do you think that anybody else, I think Manafort will go down today, but do you think that one or both of the Podesta brothers will go out and any other fallout as far as, you know, the Clintons, hopefully? And has anybody put tabs on the Clintons where they're at right now? Maybe this is a leak to say, hey, get out of the country?
Yeah, what of that, Joe?
Well, I think that there is going to be an expanding investigation on the Democratic side. I don't know whether Mueller will handle that or not, but clearly the dossier and the use of it and the money surrounding that dossier, which it's huge numbers, $12 million, and the use of it to try to apparently blackmail the President of the United States with false information certainly is worthy of investigation. The Clintons are going nowhere because they don't believe they have anything to fear from anybody, and James Comey gave them every reason in the world to think that when he did his awful handling of the case of Hillary.
Yeah, we've heard from both NBC News and Tucker Carlson on Fox News that the Podestas have been subject to an investigation here by Bob Mueller. Let's see if it allows him to go in the right direction here. Roger in D.C. up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Roger. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. Joe, you mentioned that the indictment may be for things 8 to 10 years old. Isn't there a statute of limitations, in which case why are you indicting somebody for that with an obvious defense, other than to change the focus from the recent calls for special counsel on you, i.e. Mr. Mueller?
Well, I think in most cases there's a five-year general statute of limitation, but for certain types of fraud involving banks and financial institutions, there's a 10-year statute of limitation. And if you have a conspiracy being charged, you can have the statute extended even further. So I would assume that they've dotted their I's and crossed their T's on whatever indictment they're bringing, and that it would not be subject to that sort of objection.
Yeah, great question, Roger. Thank you. Let's go to Jack in Clifton. Jack, good morning. You're on with Joe DeGeneva.
Good morning. Joe, I'm a retired law enforcement officer, and there's a technique, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, called tickling the wire. When there are wiretaps out there, sometimes law enforcement will put out rumors or maybe even stop and pick up somebody just to see what sort of an effect it has on the people who are being wiretapped. Do they call each other? Are they alarmed? What do they say, et cetera? Do you think something like that might be going on here?
It's theoretically possible, but highly unlikely. It would be very difficult to get wiretaps in a case like this because most of the information is readily available through regular investigative techniques, and you can't get a wiretap unless you can show that all other forms of investigative techniques have failed. The one thing there could have been involved in this investigation, and we know already that there was, are FISA taps, which do not require that type of intense evidence, but only require the presence of a foreign national acting as an agent of a foreign government. I understand tickling the wires. You do it, you put some information out and see if people start talking to one another on wiretaps that you already have up. I doubt if that happened in this case.
Very interesting. All right, let's get Thomas in Baltimore in here. Thomas, you have a question for Joe.
Hi, Mr. DeGeneva. How are you? I'd like to know that in a prior administration, President Nixon lost his office for Watergate and half his staff went to jail. But for the last 8 years, the Clinton dynasty, including former President Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, get a pass. I'm a federal employee. If I did 100% of what they did, I'd be in jail. But they're still walking. I don't get it.
40 seconds, Joe. What do you think of that?
The Clintons have been treated differently by every administration. They clearly were crimes committed in the Clinton email server scandal that she was given a pass for. James Comey is responsible for that. That's why, as I've said from day one, James Comey was and is a dirty cop. He's a disgrace to the FBI, and I hope he's looked into criminally for some of the things he did while he was FBI director. And by the way, I understand that he is being looked at for things involving violations of classified information for a possible criminal case.
James Comey is.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And that's by whom? Robert Mueller?
It isn't clear right now. I received that information the other day from someone who said that Comey's handling of classified information on various computers is being looked at by someone. Now, that could be DOJ or it could be Mueller.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes open for it, and I know you'll give us as many updates as you have. Thanks, Joe DeGeneva, and thanks to you for your calls this morning. Appreciate all the great questions. 723 here on WMAL.
Stop by your area.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.